Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, it's a biopic of the great trumpeter Miles Davis, written, produced, directed, and starring Kansas City's own Don Cheadle. And it's called Miles Ahead.
Great title. I did not like this film.
Oh,
I know it's had great reviews, but I thought it portrayed Miles Davis in a one-dimensional way. I came away not getting any insight about what his essence was in relationship to music.
Well, I think the thing that makes this movie work for me is that it's so much like a jazz composition. It riffs on itself. It goes in different directions that you don't quite think it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And it's smart. It's beautifully produced and directed and acted. You're right. It's not a biopic in the classic sense that we're finding out who this guy really is.
Yes.
But it's, I thought, a very entertaining experiment.
I thought the flashbacks were done well, but I came away with the impression that wherever his music came from, he was a conduit for it.
Yeah.
And as a human being, he was drug addicted, treated the woman he supposedly loved like dirt, and ruined her life. And I just thought, you know, this is not a likable character at all.
I can't disagree with you on that. This movie is fictional.
Yes.
And I think it's important to point that out, that it's more of a fantasia on his life and give us a feel of him and his music rather than trying to be a true-to-life portrait. Now, some people may complain about that, but I think if you know that going in, you're not holding it up to too high an expectation.
I would think then family members would be angry.
They supported it, and they're among the producers.
You know, I mean, he's shooting at people. I don't know. I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy watching it.
Worked for me.
Yeah.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.